April 21st, Freedom from Fear. I prayed to the Lord and He answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Psalm 34, verse 4. We often do not need to look far beyond our own backyard to discover something that could cause us concern, discomfort, or fear. The local evening news is filled with enough trouble to keep us full of worry as we travel through our neighborhoods. However big or small, however global or local our fears may be, the Lord promises to deliver us from all fear. But can this promise be taken literally? How is this possible? The key is in the preceding sentences. I prayed to the Lord, and He answered me. Prayer is encouraged throughout the Bible as a normal and vital part of Christian life. But unfortunately, it's often the most neglected spiritual practice. A church dinner will often pack a room, but a call for a prayer meeting practically empties it. Prayer is absolutely necessary for a healthy, growing, balanced spiritual life. Jesus told His disciples they should always pray and never give up. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. And the Apostle Paul urges us to never stop praying. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. When we pray, we are putting everything in God's hands and recognizing Him as our true deliverer and King, banishing our fear with a simple act of faith. Father, thank you for the gift of prayer, and thank you for delivering me from my fears. Any strength that I would have lies in trusting you and seeking your answers and protection as I pray. Amen. But rescue us from the evil one. Thanks for joining me in today's devotional and a special time with the Lord. For more content, be sure to check out our blog at awakenthedawn.com. Follow us on our Instagram at Awaken the Dawn Daily and Facebook at Awaken the Dawn. We also have a Patreon at patreon.com/awakenthedawn if you would like to support our work with Hope Village.